Okay, good afternoon. We are going to continue today in the Sefer Keseta Sofer, chapter 3, halacha 1. We are going to relearn the halacha 1. And first of all, I would like to say that Baruch Hashem, everybody passed the tests, Baruch Hashem, so I have amazing students. And it's giving more energy for me to continue and to bring you to the success to write your first Megillah, Bezrat Hashem, and then afterwards Tefillin, Mezuzot, and everything. Okay. Siman Gimel Din Hadio Vasirtut Vakulmus Shirtov Vyamin. So in this chapter we are going to speak about the lines that we are tracing. We are making sirtut,
yes,
sirtut on the klav, the laws about the feather, and the laws about the one that is writing with his right hand, for lefties or right hand for righties. Halacha alef, halacha le Moshe Mishinei, shen kotvim sefer Torah tefillin umezuzot ela bidyo. So the halacha from Moshe is that we are writing the sefer Torah tefillin umezuzot only with dyo. You remember last week we learned the halacha in Admor HaZaken, and we said there is a machloket. What's mean dio? What's mean ink? Some are saying that ink meaning black. Some are saying ink meaning that it's able to be erased. Okay, we are going after the people that are saying, the rabbis that are saying opinions
that it is black.
Okay, and now we are going to give the recipe of the ink. How do we make ink? Mikatzim asham etzim o shemanim adiv tfet semar tzedek. So we are going to burn wood or oil. It's better olive oil, of course. Or shel zefet or shel shava, or even something else. Even wax is good. Blashen, okay. Vegovlim oto besraf ilan, and then we take the liquid in the trees.
Sap.
From trees, and we are mixing it. Ubimeat dvash, and also we take some
dvash.
Dvash is honey. Velotatin oto, and we are also mixing it with the honey. Harbe vedakin oto achi aser rekikin, and we are making it in a way that it's becoming pieces. Umiyabshim otam, and those pieces we are drying them. Vekotev haktiva. Vekodem haktiva shoriu b'me'afatzim, and before you start to write, because those pieces are very black, you're putting into me'afatzim, into I think vinegar, v'chayotzebo v'chotev bo v'chotev bo, and you write with it, and it's enough. This is ink according to the halacha. Shem timchekenu yinimchak, and because the halacha leMoshe Mishinei says that it needs to be erasable, therefore this is the best ink possible, because this is erasable. And of course, we that Admor HaZaken is adding that the olive oil, the olive oil is better than all other olive
substance
oils. Yes. וזהו עד יושב מזה מן המובחר לכתוב בו סירת תורת מן המזוזות ואם כתב שלושתם במאפצים וקנקנטום. Now we are going to a second scenario. The second scenario is that if he wrote with kankantom, kankantom is the thing that is making not erasable easily. שהוא עומד ולא נמחק שרים, it's still kosher. But we said that the הלכה למשה מסיני wants that he needs to be erasable. He says, no, it's kasher. And this is the tradition today, to make the dio with kankantom lechatchila, memeafatzim with vinegar, vekumus gumi, and the sap from tree, vekankantom, and that kankantom that is not make, that is making the ink not erasable easily. But the halacha leMoshe Mishinei comes to teach you that it needs to be shachor, meaning black. אם כן, מה מייתה ההלכה שמייתה? So what's mean, what is the meaning that it needs to be black from הלכה למשה מסיני? What you want to exclude? Any other kind of colors from the second that is not black anymore, it's becoming grayish or reddish or brownish, it's not kosher. שאם כתב בסתם אפילו אות אחת בשם יציבונים או בזהב הרי אלו פסולים, even one letter like that is becoming not kosher. And more than that, even if it's black and before it's dry, he threw on it some colors of like gold pieces, very expensive pieces, to have gold letters. It's not allowed because the ink, even if it's dark by itself, but it's not dark right now. And if he did it, so we need to bury it. אלא כל הכתב צריך שיהיה שחור, we need to have it dark. וכן אסור לכתוב שום שם מתנ"ך שלא בדיו. And then we are going to the third part of the halakha that says that we cannot write any Hashem, any Shem, any name of Hashem from Tanakh, from Tanakh שלא בדיו, if it's not ink. If it's ink, you are allowed. If it's not ink, you are not allowed. So, ויש אומרים דלו בעינן דיו רק בספר תורה. And some people are saying, no, it's not the whole Tanakh. Only Torah, meaning the five books of Torah, needs to be with ink. But if you write Hashem's name that is not from Torah, from Tanakh, you could write without like with something else than ink. But Admor HaZaken says that the halakha is that you need to write with ink,
right,
even if it's Tanakh, not only Torah. Okay, halakha bet. Now we are continuing with a new halakha. The halakha bet says the following: Afilu katav mitchila bidyo shachor v'achar zman itkalkel adyo v'naase adom nami pasul. Now the question is, when the ink needs to be dark? Is it need to be dark only in the time that you're writing it, or forever? So he says, if after many years the ink becomes another color than black, it's still becoming not kosher. וצריך להשגיח על זה במאוד. And this is something that is very often happening, that is becoming something else.
Fades, no? It doesn't fade. Even if it fades, it's not pasul. If it fades.
What is fades?
So it's black and later on just color just erases a
the
little.
But
it's still black.
It's still black, yeah.
So it's fine.
If it's still black, it's fine. But if it's becoming something else, it's very often it might be in old Sifre Torah from Morocco or from Uzbekistan. Very often you have that situation, and you cannot read in this Sefer Torah because even one letter is making it pasul.
You
understand? Okay. Halacha Gimel. Yo, en tzrichim la'asot ota lishma.
Are we gonna experience how to make this ink?
Myself, I don't know how to prepare it.
Let's learn.
Yeah, why not? If you're interested, I could try to get those.
I think we should learn.
Yeah,
because you never know. You never know. It might not be available. You know what's going on with the war and the life right now. You might have to do your own thing.
Yeah. You're right. Okay. Halacha Gimel. Dio en tzrichin la'asot ota lishma. Now we said that for klaf, meaning the skin of the cow, you need to put it before you put in the seed, the lishma. And this was a question of the test.
Right.
Now the question is, I'm preparing my ink. Do I need to say lishma, leshem mitzvah, tefillin, mezuzot, sefer Torah, before I'm doing it or not? So he says, dio, ink doesn't need to be lishma. You could prepare it without saying any sentence before, just like you did with the skin. ואם נעשה מסתמיינה מצד הדין אין בו איסור, אך מכאן מקומי דבר שבקדושה וקציבה וכמה שמות, נכון לקדש עצמנו ומותר לנו להרחיק מן הכיור ומן הדומה לו. And he says like this, but remember, it needs to be from things that you are allowed to eat. Okay? Now, the question is, if you are using wine, so the wine inside of the ink.
Change colors.
So the wine, let's say it doesn't make the ink, it's still black. But the wine is not with hashgacha,
right.
So you're not allowed to drink it. But he says, "Stam yinam," if you know that this is a wine that was used for avodah zarah, this is of course not kosher. But if it's sold in Trader Joe, I don't know, you buy a bottle there. No one used it for avodah zarah, but you don't have the hashgacha from the rabbi that this is kosher. So he says you could use it for your ink, but because you will write Hashem's name with this ink, it's not good. You need to make a fence and to not make ink from stam yinam, from regular wine that is not kosher, but you are sure that no one make avodah zarah with it. From the second that you know someone that made avodah zarah with it, that's it. It's pasul. Halacha dalet. Im zarak afchot zahav al ha'otiyot ma'avir et ha'zahav v'yishar ktav ha'tachton v'chasher. Now we said that it needs to be black, right? So before he dried, he's throwing the pieces of gold, and now you have gold letters. Is it kosher or not? Not kosher. Now, what do we have a way how to fix it? or it's done. So he says, of course, we could fix it. You just need to take off the pieces, and the letters that are under it are kosher because they are black. And now, there is a chidush, a novelty. What is the chidush? The chidush is that the tefillin and mezuzot, we have an halacha that you cannot write in opposite of the order, meaning that each letter comes after the other
there's
one.
Okay.
You understand? Meaning that you cannot start from the end of the line, then you go backwards, and then you start from the beginning of the line. It needs to be in order.
Kesidran.
Letter one, letter two, letter three, letter four.
So like
one
like,
after one.
Like in the Torah, you could start in Parsha Bereshit and go all the way to Parsha Korach.
Yeah.
And go back to Bereshit. You could do that, no?
You could start from any parasha.
Yeah, right. And this you cannot.
No, you cannot start from Vayem Shamua and then you go back to Vayavta.
Kesidran.
Now the question is, because it's pasul and you have the gold pieces on the letters.
Right.
So you make kosher while you are taking off the gold pieces, right?
Right.
You are making it kosher again.
Right.
Do you need to take it off in order to make it kosher in order, just like how you're writing, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter because you already wrote it in order.
But it became not kosher.
Yeah, but you're taking it out. You're taking it out, so it becomes kosher.
Yeah. So if it becomes kosher, we said that it needs to be in order.
No.
So maybe each letter needs to be in order. In order to get to the end.
No. You start writing, you wrote in water,
yeah.
And they spilled it afterwards.
Yeah.
It's already kosher when it was original.
Okay. Very good. You have a good answer. And here he says, in Tefillin Mezuzah that you put those things, you are able to just start
right.
from the
okay.
end and the middle, no problem, to take off the pieces of gold.
Right.
Now, the question is, if between the letters, the words, we have the word of Hashem.
Right.
Now, there is a question, because if you will use a blade and you erase a little bit of the Shem Hashem, it's an avera.
Exactly.
Okay, so you cannot fix a tefillin mezuzah that has gold letters on Hashem's name.
That goes pasul automatically.
Yes,
Kniza.
You cannot touch it. Even a Sefer Torah that has gold letters, you need to change the page.
Right.
Not the whole Sefer Torah.
Right.
The page, or you go to the professional that knows how to cut
the skin off
the skin in a way that there is no hole.
Yeah, that's a big
problem. If someone threw the gold on one letter of Hashem's name, we need to bury it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it seems as if you are erasing Hashem's name, and this is not allowed. Halacha hey, halacha leMoshe miSinai sheSefer Torah Rabbeinu lo hizkir Sefer Torah Mezuzah tzrichim sirtut. Now, okay, we finish with the topic of black. We understood; it's clear. Now, from halacha hey and on, we are going to speak about the lines. Halacha leMoshe miSinai, again, a lot of halachot from Moshe we got. It doesn't say in the Sefer Torah
anywhere,
or in the Gemara.
Passed down.
Yeah, passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that Sefer Torah, and Admor HaZaken doesn't bring Sefer Torah. He says only Mezuzah. Mezuzah needs to have lines, meaning Tefillin doesn't have to have lines,
right.
And Sefer Torah as well. The only thing that must have lines, and if doesn't have line, even for a small letter, is not kosher, it's Mezuzah. Why? Because Halacha leMoshe. If he wrote it without a without a line.
So does he want to say here that for Moshe for Tefillin and Torah,
yeah,
you're allowed to do line only the first line?
Yes, and then if you know how to write straight,
yeah,
you're fine.
But you have to put the first line in, no? For the Torah and Tefillin.
So, there is a machloket if you need to have only the first line, or you need to have the first line and also the lines on the sides.
I think you should have the line.
To start.
Right.
Okay, you have a machloket, but they say that every single line, to make a single line, every single line is not a mandatory for Tefillin and Sefer Torah.
If you want to beautify the thing, must do it.
Of course, but if you know how to write straight without lines, you could do it also. You save time. If someone wants to save time. If you wrote without line, this is pasul. And you need to have a needle that makes a mark on the skin without making a color.
Color?
Color, meaning you cannot have a color. Let's say if you have a
white color of your pen, it has to be like, it's be color of the skin itself.
Only a mark, no colors at all.
No, but it changes.
Huh?
When you do that, it has a different. It becomes more whiter.
White. This is
But it's part of the cloth.
Yeah, this is not another color.
You didn't write it with the mark.
It's not a pencil. Right. It's not a something else. Okay.
So I bring the thing next week. I have the thing.
Yeah, you have also. Okay, very good. Ve'lo yesartet ba'oferet, and you cannot use a pencil ve'chayotzebo shetzoveh or anything else that making a color to make lines. You cannot. Okay, you cannot. Okay. Ve'yesh le'dagdeg lesartet lishma. Now, we said skin. Do we need to say lishma the sentence before? Yes. Ink? No. The lines, right now, before you make the lines,
you have to say.
So it says yesh ledagdek. What's mean yesh ledagdek? If you want to be more strict,
yeah, do it.
There is a place, there is a thing to make it, to make lishma.
Right.
But you are not
obligated
to do it. אם כתב איזה טעות וגרד שם איזה טבע ונמחק הסרטוט יסרטו מחדש אותו המקום. And he says like this, and you need to make sure that when, if let's say, חד ושלום, someone makes a mistake, and you need to erase one word, with the erasing, you're erasing also the mark of the sirtut, right? Now, if you write the mezuzah, part of the mezuzah without sirtut, alachan Moshe Misina is missing, and this is pasul. So therefore, before you start to write again, you need to make the line, because alachan Moshe Misina, that we need lines on mezuzah
only.
Okay, and of course, lishma. Lishma meaning, you say, leshem kdushat tefillin, mezuzot, or whatever. Okay. Okay. וכן אם תולב תיבה או תיבה או תיבת מסיבתו. Sometimes you can write a word between lines. You have one line, second line, and between the lines you could write it between the lines. So even between the lines you need to make first the sirtut and then you write what you're missing. Okay. צריך לסרטם שם ובתפילין אינו צריך לסרטט כי אם שיטה עליונה. And he says בתפילין. Okay, and for some opinions also Sefer Torah, you don't need to have every single line marked. You could write only the first one. Mipene, why the tefillin is different? Admor Hazaken comes and teach us. Mipene shasom medivrei sofrim lichtov lechatchila gimel tevot mipasuk mikidva kodesh belo sirtut. And the question is why we are writing? Why do we need to make the first line? If you don't need to make every single line, so why the first line you need to do it?
It's a guideline, I guess.
Huh?
A guideline?
So, some people are saying that, but the more halachically reason is because you are not allowed to write three words from Torah without a preparation, which is the line. So therefore, you need to have at least the first line marked, and then on that line you are continuing without lines because you are already prepared yourself. אבל שאר השיטות הן צייר סרטוט כי השיטה העליונה נעשית כמו סרטוט and then the next line you don't need to mark a סרטוט. Why? Because the first line is a guide, is already straight, so you just have to follow that first line for having everything straight. This is what Admor Hazaken says. Okay, so he's explaining more explanation about that halacha, that you, so according to lishma, do you need to have lishma? It's better to for סרטוט, it's better to. For do we need to have every single line marked in tefillin and sefer Torah?
No, only mezuzah.
So only mezuzah. Why mezuzah? Because halacha le-Moshe Misinai, we don't have a reason, but this is the halacha le-Moshe Misinai saying. Tefillin, if this is so, why we need which line you need to have? Only the first top line of the top. Yeah. Why we need the first line if it's not halacha le-Moshe Misinai? He says because we need to have a guideline. If not, you will go up and down. ויש אומרים שצריך לצטט תמיד למעלה ולמטה מבין הצדדים. Now we have a machloket, we had a question. Is it obligated to make only the first line or also the down and on the side? So יש אומרים, there is another opinion saying that always you need to make right, left, top and bottom. למעלה ולמטה מבין הצדדים, four lines at least. אף על פי שיודע לכתוב בלא סרטוט, even if you know how to write straight, without lines you need to and it's to do it on the four corners, on the four sides.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so again, you have a machloket, if only the top or also the or the other sides. Ve'ikar kezva rishona, and that Admor Hazaken is bringing the halacha, what is the concrete halacha, is kmo rishah, first opinion. First opinion meaning only the first line. ואף על פי כן נוהגים להחרים בתפילין כזו האחרונה, but in תפילין, we want, the halacha is like the first opinion, but we want to make sure that, you know, there is no opinion left behind, yeah, so we are going to make it on four sides.
Yeah.
Of course, if you know how to write straight.
You should do like a practical lesson.
Yes, yes. ואין לו להחמיר ולסרטט בכל השיטות מפני שכל הפטור מן הדבר ועושהו נקרא אידיוט. אני says, so if this is so, if you want to make the best, so right, so make it on the always every line. So he says no, because if you are exempt to do something and you do it anyway, you are called a foolish.
What if you don't?
Meaning, when it's better to do because it's better, when we have an opinion that says no, you need to do it every single line.
But what if you write it quick? What if you don't follow the guideline? What if you like do one thing and then you just they're straight? You could do the lines there, right?
You could do the lines.
You don't care.
Why you do the lines there? Because you don't know how to write straight.
Right.
That's fine. It's good.
But if you know how to write straight,
but if you know how to write straight and you just want to make every single line to make it better.
Right.
It's not better because there is no opinion that's saying that tefillin must have every single line. So there is no hidur about it. So if you do it, even though that you know how to write straight, so the person is called foolish because you do something that you're exempt.
Right.
You don't need to do it. You understand?
Yeah, I got it.
ואין להחמיר לזה, אוקיי. ואם אינו יודע עלייה שרשיתות בלא סרטוט טוב הוא שיסרטט בכל השורות, of course, it's obvious that if someone doesn't know how to write straight, he needs to do every single line. כדי שיהיה הכתב מיושב ושווה משום זה כלילן והוא. Why? Who said that the writing needs to be straight? Maybe upside down is good. He says because we have the pasuk ze keli v'anveu elokei aviv arom emenhu. Ze keli v'anveu meaning this is my God and I'm making him beautiful, and beautiful meaning straight and square and very nice. Ve'afilu im yodal yasher avel osert oto mesartet kedei lichtov nevi ota yasher enu nikra hidyot kevan she'eno oseh bederech chumra ela kedei lichtov yoter biyosher shehu yidu mitzvah. Now he says something else. You remember someone that knows how to write straight. So he doesn't have to make all the lines, right? Now, if he does it, he's called
a fool.
A fool. Why he's called a fool? Because he's doing that something that he doesn't need.
Right.
But if let's say this is straight without line, he's making very straight. But it's even more straight with the line, because sometimes you have one letter a little bit back, meaning it will be a little bit nicer. So because of Zekeli Van Veu, he could make all the lines, okay?
Yeah, it's a beautiful
so,
line.
So basically,
you
are opening for everybody to write all the letters.
With
lines. So, I would like to recap the halakha here just orally.
Okay.
And then we are going to down from Incha. So, the halakha here says, we have halakha Moshe Mishinei that Sefer Torah and Mezuzah needs to be with lines.
So,
Admor HaZaken says,
Sirtut.
Yes. Admor HaZaken says that a Sefer Torah doesn't have to be every single line. Yes. Sirtut. If you wrote a mezuzah without lines, even a part of it, pasul. The Sirtut needs to be colorless. Okay? Not color.
No ink.
No ink, no mark. Only the mark. Oh. No color in that mark. Now, do we need to make lishma? To say lishma before you making a line,
it's better.
Right. Okay, lishem kedushat mezuzah or tefillin or sefer Torah. If yes, and even a word between lines, it needs to have with a line. Now, which line you need to mark in tefillin?
First, tefillin is first, left, right, and bottom. But one is the on top is the first, one line is okay.
So we have a machloket in arguments.
Right.
First opinion says first line,
right.
That's it. Second opinion says no, at least four of
left,
them
right,
on the front.
And down, right. Four
yes, points. And he says why? If you don't have an Acham Moshe Mishnei that needs to write every single line, so why you need the first or the four and the corners? So he says because we are not allowed to write three words without a preparation, which is the Sirtut before. And And therefore, why only one, according to the first opinion? Because this is the guideline. That second opinion says four lines in the corners, okay? Okay. So what is the halakha? Admor HaZaken says the halakha is like the first or second opinion?
The first opinion.
But if we want to be more machmir, better to make like the second opinion. But if he knows how to write straight, right, and he's making it to be machmir, every single line, he's foolish.
Right.
But, however, if he's doing it to have it
beautified,
more beautiful, so Zekeli Vandu is doing it. Now, why it's not good to have up and down in the writing? Because Zekeli Vandu, meaning to make a mitzvah beautiful, it's also counting very, very counted. So therefore, it needs to be very straight. And is not considered to be foolish,
right,
fool, because if he's because he's more beautiful, so he's adding to it. Chazak u'baruch, Rabbi Chananya.
Rabbi Chananya.
Nice, huh?
Not very fast, yes.